제7회 듣기 실전 모의고사. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 학급 단체복을 고르시오.
Tony, I need to buy t-shirts for the school festival. Don't you think the one with a teddy bear is cute?
Yes, it is cute. But boys wouldn't wear something cute.
What will be good for guys in our class?
What about the striped one with a big pocket? It looks cool, doesn't it?
Yes, but it is too simple.
Then what do you think about the black one with the English words that say go for it?
Oh, I love it. Those words look great. Let's take this.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 전화한 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Peter. What's up?
Hi, Cindy. May I ask you for a favor?
No problem. What is it?
My family will go on a camping trip from tomorrow for 3 days.
Yeah, you already told me about it.
The campsite doesn't allow any pets, so could you take care of my puppy?
All right. Don't worry about your puppy.
Thank you so much.
3번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
I'm so happy you always keep your room clean.
That's a small thing I can do for you, Mom. 2.
Stop reading and go to sleep.
All right, Mom. I'll go to sleep after reading this part. 3.
Don't jump on your bed.
It's too much fun, Mom. I can't stop it. 4.
Did you find your soccer ball?
Not yet, Mom. I don't remember where I put it. 5.
You should clean your room before you go out.
I'll do it later when I come back.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 선물 상자를 고르시오.
Look at this present box.
You mean the square one with stars on it?
Yes, it's really pretty. I think it's perfect for putting Mom's present in it.
I don't agree. I don't like stars.
Then how about the one with polka dots?
It looks better, but I prefer this round one with polka dots.
All right, let's take the one you like.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Where would you like to go, ma'am?
To the airport, please.
How was your trip here in Korea?
I had a great experience. I went to some temples and took part in several festivals.
It sounds like you had so much fun. By the way, the traffic is really bad here.
How far is it to the airport from here?
Only 2 more blocks.
Well, let me get off here. I'll walk. How much is it?
It's $10.
6번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jane, I have something to show you.
What is it, David?
Look at this. I have a brand new smartphone.
Wow, that's why you're in a good mood. It looks really nice. Who bought this for you?
My parents bought it for my birthday. I can't believe I have a new smartphone.
Great. I wish I had a brand new smartphone like yours.
I'm sure you'll buy a new smartphone soon.
7번. 다음을 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 고르시오.
1. What shall we buy for Mary's graduation?
How about buying flowers for her?
2. Excuse me, do you have a larger size?
I'm sorry, but that's all we have.
3. I'd like a return ticket to Seoul, please.
All right. When would you like to leave?
4. Let's jump into the sea right now.
Wait, we have to stretch first.
5. Don't forget to turn off the light before leaving your room.
Not at all. Please go ahead. Jake, I'm going to the supermarket. Will you come with me?
No, I can't. I'm busy doing my art homework.
Oh, I see. Then do you want me to buy you something to eat?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry, Mom. Instead, could you do me a favor?
No problem. What is it?
Could you buy me 2 pieces of drawing paper?
Sure. You mean the white drawing paper you usually use, right?
Exactly. Thank you, Mom.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 담긴 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Andrew, you look down. What's wrong with you?
I failed my math exam.
Oh, you studied really hard for the exam, didn't you?
Yes, I did my best. You know, I expected to get a perfect score.
Right.
But I couldn't answer 5 questions.
That's too bad. Were the questions so difficult?
Yes. I am so disappointed in myself.
Don't be discouraged. If you felt the questions were so difficult, other students also felt the same way.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, please. How much is this shirt?
It's $20. But if you buy 2, you can get them for $35.
Good. I'll take 2 of them. And I also need some socks.
How about these ones? We sell 5 pairs of socks for $20.
I'll take 5 pairs then.
So let me check. $35 for 2 shirts and $20 for 5 pairs of socks. Anything else?
No, that's all.
11번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for the biology section.
It's right here. Are you looking for something in particular?
Yes, a book called Climate Change Biology. Do you have a copy?
Sure. Is this what you're looking for?
Yes, it is. How much is it?
It's $28. The cashier is over there.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
12번. 다음을 듣고 커뮤니티 센터에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Thank you for your interest in our community center. It is located next to City Hall. We open at 9 a.m. and close at 5 p.m. We are only open on weekdays. We offer many classes, from computers to taekwondo, for both children and adults. You can sign up for all programs on our homepage. I hope you'll have lots of fun here. Thank you for listening.
13번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Cindy, let's check the list of things for our camping trip next week.
Okay. You booked the West campsite, didn't you?
Yeah. I booked it for 2 days from May 5th to May 6th.
Good. How much is the fee per person?
It's $30. We are six, right?
3 boys and 3 girls. And what food should we prepare?
We need vegetables, meat, and water.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to our trip.
(14번) 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
This is filled with hot water. The water is warmed under the ground and comes out of the earth. As the water is warm, people enjoy bathing in it. It is believed that it's good for health to bathe in these springs.
15번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mike. What are you doing?
I'm doing my science homework. What's up?
I just heard that Mark is in the hospital. He broke his leg while playing soccer.
Oh, that's too bad. Are you going to visit him?
Yes. I'll go to see him in an hour. Will you come with me?
No, maybe later. I have to finish the homework and take care of my sister.
Oh, I see. I'll visit him alone this time.
16번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 만나기로 한 시각을 고르시오.
Cindy, do you like rock music?
Yes, I do. Why?
I have 2 rock concert tickets for this Friday. Would you like to come with me?
Of course. What time does the concert start?
At 7 p.m. Let's meet at the entrance 30 minutes earlier than that.
At 6:30? How about meeting at 6 p.m.?
An hour earlier? We don't need to arrive that early.
I just want to treat you to dinner.
Really? Thank you. That's really nice of you.
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 피터가 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter is a middle school student. He is going to visit his grandparents who live in the countryside. He is going there alone for the first time. Now he is in the train station with his mother. Just before he gets on the train, his mother gets so worried about him. Peter puts her mind at ease. In this situation, what would Peter likely say to his mother?
18번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화 직후에 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jason, I'm so excited because this is the first time I have seen a magic show.
Me too. Surely it will be fun. And I really appreciate that you paid for my ticket.
You have helped me a lot with my homework. By the way, can you see the stage well?
Yes, I can. Why?
The man sitting in front of me is very tall. He's blocking my view.
You're right. Let's change our seats. I'm taller than you.
Thank you so much, Jason.
19번 대화를 듣고 상황을 가장 잘 표현한 속담을 고르시오.
Judy, you look depressed. What's wrong with you?
I lost my USB drive. My history report is stored in it.
I'm sorry to hear that. By the way, didn't you make a backup file in your computer?
No, I didn't. I didn't expect this kind of thing would happen.
You should have made a backup file just in case. Nobody knows what will happen in the future.
Right. I was so careless. I can't believe I have to write my history report again.
20번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kate, you look worried. What's the matter with you?
I lost my bag today. What's worse, my purse is in it.
That's too bad. Where did you last see it?
Well, I can't remember.
Just remember what you did from this morning.
Okay, I went to the library. Then I met my friends at a restaurant.
What else did you do?
I went to a flower shop to buy some flowers for my friend. That's all.